The race for the city of Winooski's two House seats is putting the spotlight on the changing demographics of the Onion City. Winooski voters will have a choice between familiar faces and political newcomers. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
Four candidates walk into a farmer's market. It sounds like the beginning to a joke, but this being Vermont, that was the scene in Winooski Sunday. With traffic zipping through the roundabout nearby, candidates spoke with market-goers as a band played nearby. Four candidates are vying for Winooski's two House seats. With no Republicans running, three are on the Democratic ballot. Two will advance to the November election. Incumbent Clem Bissonnette is a Winooski mainstay running for his fifth term in the House. He says he knows this community.
I feel I know Winooski very well. I keep current. I follow the city council action. I stay in contact with the mayor, the deputy mayor. So I have a good handle on what's going on.
Still, Bissonnette remarked that he didn't recognize many people he knew at the farmer's market. That may be due to Winooski's changing demographics. A popular home for new Americans coming to Vermont through the Refugee Resettlement Program, the city is now one of the most diverse in Vermont. At the same time, trendy bars and restaurants are now commonplace on Winooski's roundabout. Those businesses cater to the city's growing young professional crowd. Deanna Gonzalez says she considers herself among them. She's lived here for 3 years and is running as both a Democrat and a progressive in this race. She says she thinks she has more access to the city's diverse population than her opponents. She sees incumbent Bissonnette and Ken Atkins, also on the Democratic ballot, as holding similar views.
So with two people who have a very similar perspective and two seats, it seems like one of the seats should be a different perspective.
Progressive candidate Robert Millar is also a different voice. He'll face the two winners of tomorrow's Democratic primary in November. He says he's made an effort to reach out to the city's refugee population.
The cynical political logic there is that many of them aren't yet citizens, they don't vote. And my response is, well, they're still residents of my district and they need to be represented.
Ken Atkins, who previously served as a state rep for 14 years, wasn't immediately reachable. In a statement announcing his intention to run, Atkins cited education and taxation as his reasons for getting into the race. He, like Bissonnette, is a more moderate Democrat who also points to his long tenure as a legislator. On Tuesday, voters in the Democratic primary will decide whether they want something new. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.